Chapter 75. Business. And as well as I know that you, Roger Riderhood, conspired against an innocent man for blood money, and as well as I know that I can, and that I swear I will, give you up on both scores, and be the proof against you in my own person, if you defy me. Apostrophe apostrophe, father. Apostrophe apostrophe, cried Pleasant, from the door. Don't defy him. Give way to him. Don't get into more trouble, father. Apostrophe, will you leave off a poll parroting, I ask you? Apostrophe apostrophe, cried Mr. Riderhood, half beside himself between the two. Then, propitiatingly, and crawlingly, you sir, you had said what you want of me. Is it fair, is it worthy of yourself, to talk of my defying you afore ever you say what you want of me? Apostrophe apostrophe, I don't want much, apostrophe, said the man. This accusation of yours must not be left half made and half unmade. What was done for the blood money must be thoroughly undone. Apostrophe, well, but shipmate apostrophe, don't call me shipmate, apostrophe, said the man. Captain, then, apostrophe, urged Mr. Riderhood. There. You won't object to captain. It's a honorable title, and you fully look it. Captain. Ain't the man dead? Now I ask you fair. Ain't Gaffer dead? Apostrophe, well, apostrophe, returned the other, with impatience. Yes, he is dead. What then? Apostrophe apostrophe, can words hurt a dead man, captain? I only ask you fair. Apostrophe, they can hurt the memory of a dead man, and they can hurt his living children. How many children had this man? Apostrophe, meaning Gaffer, captain? Apostrophe apostrophe, of whom else are we speaking? Apostrophe apostrophe, returned the other, with a movement of his foot, as if Rogue Riderhood were beginning to sneak before him in the body as well as the spirit, and he spurned him off. I have heard of a daughter, and a son. I ask for information. I ask your daughter. I prefer to speak to her. What children did Hexham leave? Apostrophe apostrophe, Pleasant, looking to her father for permission to reply, that honest man exclaimed with great bitterness. Why the devil don't you answer the captain? You can poll parrot enough, when you ain't wanted to poll parrot, you perverse jade. Apostrophe apostrophe, thus encouraged, Pleasant explained that there were only Lizzie, the daughter in question, and the youth. Both very respectable, she added. It is dreadful that any stigma should attach to them, apostrophe, said the visitor, whom the consideration rendered so uneasy that he rose, and paced to and fro, muttering, dreadful. Unforeseen? How could it be foreseen? Apostrophe, apostrophe, then he stopped, and asked aloud. Where do they live? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Pleasant further explained that only the daughter had resided with the father at the time of his accidental death, and that she had immediately afterwards quitted the neighborhood. I know that, apostrophe, said the man, for I have been to the place they dwelt in, at the time of the inquest. Could you quietly find out for me where she lives now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Pleasant had no doubt she could do that. Within what time, did she think? Within a day. The visitor said that was well, and he would return for the information, relying on its being obtained. To this dialogue Riderhood had attended in silence, and he now obsequiously bespoke the captain. Captain. Mentioning them unfortunate words of mine respecting Gaffer, it is contrarily to be borne in mind that Gaffer always were a precious rascal, and that his line were a thieving line. Likewise when I went to them two governors, Lawyer Lightwood and the Tother governor, with my information, I may have been a little over-eager for the cause of justice, or, to put it another way, a little over-stimulated by them feelings which rouses a man up, when a pot of money is going about, to get his hand into that pot of money for his family's sake. Besides which, I think the wine of them two governors was, I will not say a hawkest wine, but fur from a wine as was healthy for the mind. And there's another thing to be remembered, Captain. Did I stick to them words when Gaffer was no more? And did I say bold to them two governors? Governors both. What I informed I still inform. What was took down I hold to? No. I says, frank and open, no shuffling, mind you, Captain. I may have been mistook, I've been a-thinking of it, it mayn't have been took down correct on this and that, and I won't swear to thick and thin, I'd rather forfeit your good opinions than do it. And so far as I know, apostrophe concluded Mr. Riderhood, by way of proof and evidence to character, I have actually forfeited the good opinions of several persons, even your own. Captain, if I understand your words, but I'd sooner do it than be forswear. There, if that's conspiracy, call me conspirator. Apostrophe, you shall sign, apostrophe, said the visitor, taking very little heed of this oration, a statement that it was all utterly false, and the poor girl shall have it. I will bring it with me for your signature, when I come again. Apostrophe, when might you be expected, Captain? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Riderhood, again dubiously getting between him and door. Quite soon enough for you. I shall not disappoint you. Don't be afraid. Apostrophe, might you be inclined to leave any name, Captain? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, not at all. I have no such intention. Apostrophe, shall the summit of a hard word, Captain, apostrophe, urged Riderhood, still feebly dodging between him and the door, as he advanced. When you say a man shall sign this and that and t'other, Captain, you order him about in a grand sort of a way. Don't it seem so to yourself? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the man stood still, and angrily fixed him with his eyes. Father, father! Apostrophe, apostrophe, entreated Pleasant, from the door, with her disengaged hand nervously trembling at her lips. Don't get into trouble any more. Apostrophe, apostrophe, hear me out, Captain, hear me out. All I was wishing to mention, Captain, afore you took your departure, apostrophe, said the sneaking Mr. Riderhood, falling out of his path, was your handsome words relating to the reward. Apostrophe, when I claim it, apostrophe, said the man, in a tone which seemed to leave some such words as you dog, apostrophe, very distinctly understood, you shall share it. Apostrophe, looking steadfastly at Riderhood, he once more said in a low voice, this time with a grim sort of admiration of him as a perfect piece of evil, what a liar you are. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and, nodding his head twice or thrice over the compliment, passed out of the shop. But, to Pleasant he said good night kindly. The honest man who gained his living by the sweat of his brow remained in a state akin to stupefaction, until the footless glass and the unfinished bottle conveyed themselves into his mind. From his mind he conveyed them into his hands, and so conveyed the last of the wine into his stomach. When that was done, he awoke to a clear perception that Poll Parroting was solely chargeable with what had passed. Therefore, not to be remiss in his duty as a father, he threw a pair of sea boots at Pleasant, which he ducked to avoid, and then cried, poor thing, using her hair for a pocket handkerchief. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.